Hello, everyone. You're listening to Shoes on a Wire from CITR 101.9 FM. CITR broadcasts from the unceded and traditional territory of the Musqueam people at UBC, but today I'm recording from the unceded traditional territory of the Kaykite peoples in New Westminster. It's week two of quarantine due to COVID-19 in the Lower Mainland. I've personally been isolating since last Friday, March 13th. And doing mostly fine after a few days of adjusting, obviously. As I'm recording, you might hear some hammering because there's construction going on nearby. And though I am nestled in a closet covered in my partner's shirts to try to muffle the sound, it's not going to be perfect, but we're all making do. So this last week, we've seen our worlds change more drastically than anyone could have imagined. And the changes don't seem to be slowing down. I've heard a few people talk about the impact this crisis is having, this pandemic is having to World War II or the Spanish flu in 1918. Like, for example, today, which is Monday, March 23rd, the city of Vancouver announced it will be instituting fines if the public don't start following social distancing rules properly. And yeah, I'd say about half of my close friends have lost their jobs in the last week and are applying to EI for the first time. They're unsure how they're going to make rent. Lots of local artists are doing live stream shows from their bedrooms, and we're all becoming really well acquainted with Zoom. If you haven't tried it yet, it's definitely superior to Skype, in my opinion. I wanted to continue to bring some lightness to your lives, so this week I asked friends to send voice memos answering the question, what's one good thing you've seen, heard, or done since starting quarantine? So here's that.
Hello, my angel. I hope you're doing so well. This is Elizabeth. I am located in Toronto, Ontario, aka Tukaronto. I am recording this from my bed. My cat is lounging beside me, looking perfect like she always does. Quarantine week one has been all right for me. I think the surprise great thing that I've learned this week is that as an introvert, I'm actually having a pretty good time. Like, this is one of the first times in years where I suddenly feel like I don't have to apologize for being, like, very happy to spend time alone indoors. And I'm also learning a lot about my drive for, like, productivity, and what it means to just try not to be productive, but just, like, be somewhere. Anyways, we'll see how that goes with week two, though. I don't know how much introversion I can really handle, but we'll see. So far, so good. I hope everyone's staying safe and well and provided for out there. Yeah, love you. Thanks for making this radio show.
Hey, this is Tarina, reporting from North Van, BC, from my bathtub, because I needed a change of scenery. I wanted to say I love you, Madeline, and I miss you so much. One good thing that has happened so far during this isolation week, is that I started talking to someone new, and it's been really lovely, and feelings are happening. And if you can find that one person that makes your day a little bit better, talk to them, because it helps. Yeah, I miss you so much. Bye.
Hi, my name is Desi, and I'm recording from Montreal, Quebec. In my living room in downtown Montreal. And one thing I have enjoyed doing during this quarantine is I like to video call my classmates and we watch movies together. We just finished watching Hairspray and before watching Mean Girls.
Hello, this is Callie. I am recording from New York inside my apartment. And one really cool thing I saw so far in quarantine was when I went for a walk to Prospect Park, and there was this guy playing American Boy by Estelle on these metal drums, and I'm gonna attach the recording.
Hi Madeline and everyone else. This is a voice memo from Britt Bachman, longtime fan of the show. Okay, so I've been thinking about this voice memo and I've had kind of a hard time to figure out like what are some nice things in quarantine. I'm in my house. I live with four other roommates. And so we're all in isolation and it's actually quite hectic. Like it's quite busy. There's a lot of people around and I find myself really missing actual kind of solitude and quiet. So I'm in isolation, but I'm around a lot of people. But I have been going upstairs and sort of hiding when I can in my room to do pottery.
My name is Rachel Lau. I'm based in so-called Burnaby, BC. I'm recording this from the comfort of my bed. And something nice that I've done during the quarantine is that I made some homemade dumplings, and I made the dumpling skins from scratch for the very first time, so that was a time and a half. Yeah, and they were very delicious, and now I have many dumplings in my freezer for the rest of this quarantine.
So, by the way, my house is really creaky, and my chair is really creaky, and so yeah, a couple weeks ago I sort of had a feeling that maybe the pottery studio where I work at would be shut down. So I grabbed a bunch of clay and I started setting up this like home hand building studio. So I'm a wheel thrower. Wheel throwers and hand builders are totally different creatures. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna learn how to hand build a little bit better now. So on my desk, which usually would have like a million books and my laptop and all that jazz, I now have three bags of different colored clay. I have this box of tools, and a lot of the tools look sort of like dentist tools, and then some other like loops and things. And I have a couple jars of water and jars of slip and kind of squishy clay that helps me to put clay pieces together. I've been making a lot of pinch pots, and a pinch pot is like the funnest thing you can ever make with clay. It's like the first thing you learn to make with clay.
My name is Nina. I'm in Vancouver, currently in my bedroom in my home. And one good thing I've done this week is I got to bed on time, early in fact, had enough time to read a few chapters of a book I've been meaning to read before going to sleep, and then I woke up early without an alarm and felt good.
You get clay and you roll it into a ball, and then you jam your thumb into it, and then you start sort of molding it and pressing it around your thumb, and you can make different shapes. I've been putting all these little pinch pots together. I've been making like large mugs with handles and large vases and bowls and all sorts of weird things that don't look like they've been pinched, but they have. And yeah, I'm learning new skills. I'm sitting in my room, hiding and learning new skills. I made this vase that actually creates kind of a great sound when you blow into it. One moment. Okay, well, it's not that great of a sound, but it's a new sensation, I suppose.
Hi, Shoes on a Wire. I'm Adele Barkley. I'm recording this in my bedroom in Vancouver, Coast Salish territory. This is day two of having leveled up from social distancing to isolation. So, one cool thing that happened today is I learned to make a leather mask, and it felt really, really good to make something with my hands. Another really good thing that I've seen is tons of folks adopting pets, cats and dogs from the SPCA finding homes and humans finding happiness with furry creatures, and that brings me a lot of joy. So please, if you have a furry creature, post photos of it for all of our pleasure. All right, take care.
Yeah, what else? I've been, I've really been liking working with clay. That's been, like, my favorite thing to do inside. And anyone can really, like, get that sensation. I've noticed that a lot of people on Instagram have been making bread and have been starting their own sourdough, and I do that as well. I have a sourdough and I make bread things. And it's a very similar sensation, like kneading bread to working with clay, and very compatible. So yeah, if folks want to attempt their own little pinch pot, I would suggest making like a dough out of flour and water and letting it dry to a certain consistency. I'm sure there's like all sorts of craft videos on how to do it. And then yeah, playing with it, making little like figurines and stuff, because that's a fun thing to do. I don't know if I like fulfilled the voice memo that you wanted, but that's all I got to say for now. Can't wait to listen to it. Bye from quarantine in my bedroom.
So, one good thing about the COVID-19 pandemic for me has been that I spent a very nice Sunday. No, wait. No, a very nice Saturday. Sunday was nice too, though. But a better nice Saturday doing mostly nothing. Like, and nothing not in, like, any sense other than I sat around the house and I listened to records and chatted with my partner. And that was just very nice. It was just nice to just kind of sit and talk and have that be a whole day kind of that slow moving drift of a day. I'm a very hardworking person. I get wrapped up in projects a lot, so it was very nice to have a day where I wasn't wrapped up in a project, and yet it didn't feel unfulfilling. It felt whole and complete, which is not a usual feeling for me. So, yeah, that was really nice. I think I also look forward to rekindling my relationship to practices that I have left behind to some degree. Not left behind, but just haven't had the time for. So I look forward to painting. I love painting, and I want to kind of get back into it in a way with no expectation, just kind of for fun, to have fun with it. And video games, because I used to play a lot of video games, probably to an unhealthy amount, but it's just kind of nice to think that maybe I can rekindle a more healthy relationship with like a good game or something, like a good story. Something that keeps my hands busy while at the same time tells me something kind of new and exciting. I think that'd be nice. So maybe more space for that. Maybe more space for slowness and nice things. That's that would be a good thing for me.
Hey, Madeline, / radio fans. I am not entirely sure of the request. I think it was for a thing I've done in self-isolation / quarantine, but here is just a slew of things that I have done. Hopefully that is helpful. I've started a lot of home improvement projects, including painting walls and a stool and planting flowers in my garden. I have finished almost none of them. I have done a lot of cooking, cooked for my pod / roommates. I learned a new card game. I have done a lot of group video chats with my family in different cities, and a lot with my friends. I have been singing, spending a lot of time playing music, listening to music. I have at least pretended to do schoolwork. It really just looks like me staring at a screen, but I do spend some time sitting there trying. Apart from that, I've been doing a lot of staring at walls, trying to stay off of Instagram, and walls make me feel better than Instagram does. Apart from that, a lot of skincare, and occasional walks. And really, that's it. I hope that's helpful. I hope you're doing well. Take care.
Thank you so much to Callie, Ricky, Britt, Elizabeth, Katie, Desi, Adele, Rach, and Tarina for your thoughts and voices. I wanted to note a few people that I reached out to weren't able to participate because they're actually not doing very well right now. And I just want to say, if you're struggling, it's totally okay. This is a brutal time, and however you're reacting is the right way to react. We're all just trying to do our best. And it'll either get better or it will pass, and either way, we're thinking about you and we want to see you on the other side. You're still listening to Shoes on a Wire on CITR 101.9 FM. I want to take a minute to shout out some organizations who are doing great work either locally or internationally and who you can donate to during this this wild time. So the first one is the Carnegie Community Action Project. They're advocating for a COVID-19 protection plan for the homeless and those living in Oppenheimer Park's Tent City in the downtown east side. They're looking for donations that would go towards food, health and safety supplies, and peer support workers and information dissemination. So the link is in my show bio. You can also go to their Instagram for more info. Their Instagram is at CCAPDTES. Again, that's going to be in the show notes. The second place I want to shout out is Happy Cat, which is an extremely adorable cat supply store in Vancouver. It's on Fraser and 26th. They're collecting donations for the Keep the Cats Fed Fund, which offers free cat food deliveries to folks who are struggling financially right now. There's more info on how to donate and how to get the cat food support at their Instagram, which is at Happy Cat Vancouver. And then finally, I want to shout out TransPizza.org. TransPizza is actually a hashtag that was started on Twitter. And basically, someone, the organizer, tweets every day and is like, it's trans pizza. If you are not a cis person and you want to have someone buy a pizza for you, put your name, like comment on this tweet with an emoji or a picture or whatever the person asked for that day. And then they do a draw and they give people $20 for pizza. But right now they're asking for $50 donations to give to trans folks, and the money is going to whatever the person needs in the moment. Yeah, so if you have some extra money, please consider donating to those organizations or just giving where you can. All the links and additional info will be in the show notes. Okay, I'm going to take another quick little break here, and then we'll come back with some music. Stay tuned to Shoes on a Wire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam
Nisiyaya, Anthasyakhlia, Talitin, Homasque Mustail. Welcome back to Shoes on a Wire. On CITR 101.9 FM, transmissions from quarantine week 2. Okay, I've got some music for everybody. You may have noticed, if you're in the Bandcamp universe, that last Friday they waived all of their commission fees. So normally Bandcamp takes a small percentage of what we pay artists to keep themselves running. But last Friday, they waived all fees and just let people give 100% of profits to artists, which is amazing. A lot of artists are really hurting right now. All their gigs have been canceled because of social distancing recommendations, which is very fair, but also means that people aren't making any money. So yeah, that was amazing. But it also meant that a bunch of people released new music. So I have a few tracks from people who put out new songs for that very event. The first one here is from one of my favorite Aries in the whole world, a future star. And this is the song I Miss Everything, Songs for Quarantimes.
I miss you. warm me up inside, like chamomile. Can I stay a while? We are orange flames, frost on window panes. Together we'll fade. Oh.
You just heard Kylie V with Chamomile, and before that was Future Star with I Miss Everything Songs for Quarantimes. Up next is a new one from Girlpool. This is Like It When.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talit, Tim, Homasque, Mustayo.
According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, COVID-19 is transmitted through larger liquid droplets, like what's produced when you cough or sneeze, coming in contact with the eyes, nose, and/or throat. COVID-19 is not transmitted through airborne particles, or small particles floating in the air, or through skin contact. To avoid droplet transmission, wear a face mask if sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes in your elbow. Do not shake hands or high-five others. Wash your hands frequently and for 20 seconds. Do not share household items. Flush the toilet with the lid down. Practice general cleaning.
When you touch me, it's like I'm winning it. I don't wanna be dramatic, but that song pushed us up against in the backseat. I'm just checking, can I be your baby? I
not gonna fight it. That's her choice with you. That's a joke, we can ride it. That's control, I'm not gonna fight it at all.
You make me so angry.
Just heard a brand new track from Austra with Hirudin, which I think means they're going to have a new record out soon, which is super exciting. Austra has been one of my faves for years and years and years. Up next, I have a track from Partner, a lesbian sort of power pop, indie power pop duo. This song is called Good Place to Hide, in brackets, At the Time.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
Cushy Entertainment's annual music festival, Glitter Ball, is the only cross-genre festival in Vancouver to explicitly uplift women and gender-diverse performers. This year, it's coming back at Celebrities Underground on May 23rd, and there's a long list of locals and an international headliner that attendees can come check out. From Vancouver, we have Sid Kwan, Nim Kish, Yasmin Ray, Dossie, Sade Awele, Turinesh, 333, which is Missy D, JB the First Lady, and Kim Mortal, all playing as a trio. And then DJing by HCPXO, also known as Hippie B Caramel Princess, and Softy Shan. Quali from Montreal is also coming to visit. And don't forget, Day Burger from New York is coming to play for us. There will also be workshops held from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Celebrities, alongside an art fair by Flavor Cell. Tickets are on sale now. And if you want more information about how to show up at Glitter Ball or who's playing, check us out at Cushy Entertainment, that's Cushy with a C, Entertainment on social media, or email us at info@cushyentertainment.com.
Thank you.
You just heard a brand new song from Pale Red. They are Nanaimo babies and also from Denman, I believe. They just put out a new EP of songs written by Portia, who usually does drums and vocals. So the song was Sunsets in a Different Place. I'm super excited to hear more from Pale Red. They're amazing. All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. This has been Transmissions from Quarantine, Episode 2. Thank you to everyone who sent in a voice memo. I'll have more next week with a different question. And take care out there. It's really wild times. I'm just wishing everyone calm and some level of financial security, enough food, and some way to contact people you love and who love you, because it can get pretty weird stuck in our little apartments or wherever you might be living. So take care. Stay tuned for Deliverant Noise up next. And I will be back next Monday with more Shoes on a Wire. Bye.